saying nothing, lying where the sun is, baking down upon our sides. My lips touch you with their soft, wet kisses.
Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View. Thank you, Elvis Presley, and thank you, Neil Diamond, for writing that gorgeous song. You can email me questions at bruce@bruceallen.com, and you can follow me on Twitter at Bruce Allen. That's S-A-L-L-A-N. It is time for the Men's Room with Wayne Levine. Wayne is a life coach for men, couples, and families. He's the director of BetterMenCoaching.com in Agoura Hills, California, where he facilitates men's groups and men's retreats. BetterMenCoaching.com's mission is to help men be the best men, fathers, and husbands they can be, and he will be celebrating 29 years of wedded bliss next weekend. Congratulations, Wayne, and welcome back to the show.
Wedded bliss. Yes, there's been quite a bit of that, but not 29 years of it, I guarantee you.
Oh, wait.
But especially not for her.
Okay, but you've been married 29 years.
Indeed.
Okay, yeah. The bliss part we can leave for another time.
Yeah.
What would you say, speaking of the topic of stress, what were, in all seriousness, the most stressful times in your marriage?
The most stressful times in my marriage were the ones that I created because I was worried about money.
So that's not an uncommon thing, especially for a man to engage in, worry about money. So how have you learned to handle that sort of thing better than you might have when you were a newlywed?
Well, I grew up. And I got a lot of support from the men over the years and learned that my relationship with money was unhealthy. So the solution was not to make more money because that's not really the path I took. What I needed to do was have a new relationship, the way I see it, what it means to me, how much importance I placed on it. How much was conditional, how much my happiness was conditional upon the amount of money I had.
Now, of course, we're talking about beyond taking care of the basic needs. Obviously, you have, as long as I've known, you've certainly done that and then some. So you're talking about kind of above and beyond what you need to support your family. Is that
right.
Correct?
Right, but still, there were fears about whether, you know, how close we were to being able to support. How is business going?
Well, you made a huge work shift,
right.
that took a lot of guts.
Yeah, it could be looked at that way. You know, I made the change that I needed to make because it was in my heart, and I would not have been happy had I not made the change.
Yeah, but you left an ongoing successful business,
right,
to start an unknown business in a field that was brand new in essence. I mean, men's work and people actually making a living at it was not that is and still isn't that big a business idea.
That's right. That's true. But you know, I it's like Richard Dreyfuss in Close Encounters. You know, he saw that vision and he went for it, and that's how I pursued this because I felt I needed to. And there were inherent problems and there were inherent concerns through that in terms of how we're going to pay for everything and how everything's going to work out. And the truth is, looking back, I could not have predicted the ways in which it was going to work out.
And the ways in which it didn't. You had certain expectations of things that might have brought in income and or success and or internal satisfaction, and it's probably in all three categories been different.
Everything. Nothing was as I had planned.
Right.
And
well,
without the plan, nothing would have happened.
Indeed, indeed. You know, it's funny. I'm sure you, at that specific time, you went through what I'm going through a little bit right now, which is I'm facing 7 years of college tuition. And we sat down, my wife and I, and basically, you know, did a budget review and said, okay, this is going to cost us a lot of money because we don't qualify for any loans. And my kids are choosing expensive schools, which we want to support. But we're going to have to compromise our lifestyle a little bit and let's look at where we can. And we've got agreement. And to my wife's great credit, because she is the stepmom, not the biological mom to the boys, she is fully aboard on the things that we've chosen to do. But I imagine you did that, especially when you left your business to start a brand new one.
Well, I'd like to say it was all well thought out and we sat down and did all the budgets, but the truth was I just knew that I had to do it. And it was really very
So you figured it out on the run?
Like most of my life, yeah, I figured it out on the run. You know, here's where I was at that point. I had made the choice to go back to school, and I was still doing my old work on my own, doing production work, and things had slowed down. And I was so desperate at a time that I went to interview for a job in a communications company, something I'd never done before. And I was very close to taking it when I got on the phone with a friend who told me how insane I was to be thinking about doing that, that it would kill me. And he ended up turning me on to some freelance work that in some miraculous way allowed me to stay in school and make a living in a way I could have never predicted.
But without the pressure of that ongoing business that you ran.
Right, well, not having to commute to some crazy distance to take a job that really would have just killed my soul.
You know, one of the men that we will leave unnamed, but you know very well, he's a good friend of yours, and he was in the group that I was with you for years. He's had money issues as long as we were part of the group. And so I'm curious, you know, given that you've been extremely close with him and his attitude about money, I'm sure you know who I'm talking about. What is the advice you would give others? And I know in this particular case, this one friend has continued to struggle. I mean, I haven't talked to him in the last couple, 3 years, but during the length of time that I was in group with you, which was truly nearly a decade, he never seemed to get it and always had that struggle. What advice would you continue to give him, and what advice was he not taking that you think is essential around stress and money?
Well, this particular man is starting to take some action, and that was really the key, taking action. As uncomfortable as he was in his financial situation over and over and over again, it wasn't uncomfortable enough for him to do something about it. Now, that where he would find himself was a place that the rest of the men would have just found completely unacceptable for them.
Mm-hmm.
But yet, this guy had learned to live on the edge. Now, he's really, truly getting tired of it. And so he's reaching out for help, and there are accountants and all sorts of people who are stepping up to help him sort things out, get straight, and come up with a new plan.
Well, good.
And so I think that, And there are men that I have come across sort of my desk in more dire straits than the guy we're talking about, in seemingly impossible situations. And yet I've seen every one of them get out of those impossible situations once they opened up for some help. And to the question about stress, it's all about asking for help. I would say that if you're feeling stressed, you're not asking for enough help.
Yes, and I think when you internalize stress, all you do is hurt yourself physically and deny yourself the opportunities for change and improvement.
Yeah.
We've been talking about money, but we're almost out of time. What would you say are the other big stressors in most men's lives?
Well, not getting enough or good enough sex and not knowing how to make that happen in their relationships.
Okay, what else?
You know, feeling stuck in a career that's killing you and not seeing any options.
I would imagine that's more prevalent these days than ever before in our lifetime. I feel, ironically, very blessed to have had two careers that have given me a lot of joy. One provided a lot of money, and the current one is a lot of fun. But I won't say I'm making the money I was in showbiz. Anyway, Wayne, we are out of time. Where can people find you and tell us about your book?
BetterMenCoaching.com, and my book's available in audio and ebook forms, and you can find out how we're helping men and everything else we're doing in our community at BetterMenCoaching.com.
Good. I look forward to seeing that ad for my book in BetterMenCoaching.com, and I thank you for being on our show, as you have been for nearly 3 years, Wayne, and have a wonderful holiday season. I'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Bruce. You too.
Okay, stay tuned for Teen Rap with Pastor Drew Sams.
Most men are like me. They struggle in doubt, trouble their mind day in and day out. They're busy a living to worry about a thing called love.